Let's now hear our morning scripture.
A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief only comes to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Here ends our reading.
So, as you can hear, this is a teaching about sheep and shepherds, which most of us don't know a lot about. In fact, maybe none of us really know much at all about sheep. It's easy for us to miss what Jesus was trying to say. Now, I know, of course, Tracy and Keegan have three goats, so they know about goats. But sheep are not goats. For one thing, based on the little that I know, I think goats are smarter. And goats can also eat almost anything, I believe, and do okay. But sheep need a lot more caretaking. Sheep can eat the wrong things and get sick. They can get so focused on eating, I've learned, that they just wander off following the good-tasting grass, and they don't have a good homing instinct, so they don't know how to get back where they started once they've wandered away. Sheep can get stuck somewhere or fall in the water, as I was just saying to Keegan, and once they get all soaking wet with their wool, they literally are too heavy to climb out. The people listening to Jesus would have known all of this about sheep and about shepherding. They were around a sheep a lot, even if they didn't have sheep themselves. But we need some explanations. Jesus was talking first here about a public communal sheep pen where many sheep would have been sheltered together to protect them from thieves and from predators. A gatekeeper or a watchman would have guarded the pen at night. But when it was time in the morning for the sheep to go out to pasture, each shepherd would come in through the gate and call their own sheep. And those sheep that belonged to that shepherd would come out, knowing the shepherd's voice, and the shepherd would lead them out of the sheepfold and up the hill to find good pasture. The shepherd would take them to good place where there was good grass to eat and still waters where they could safely drink without falling in. Sheep follow a shepherd when they know the shepherd's voice, and they will not follow a stranger's voice. In fact, Jesus says they will run away from strangers. This story made me think about my son's dog, Coda, who was back with us again for a while recently. Luke called us on FaceTime to talk, and he could see that Coda was right beside me, so Luke called Coda. Coda knew his voice. He cocked his head and looked all around. He was trying to figure out where that voice that he knew was coming from. But he couldn't see Luke, and he couldn't smell Luke, so he didn't know what to do. When he can see and smell him, of course, Coda always comes running to Luke. He knows Luke's voice, just like sheep know their shepherd's voice, and come when their shepherd calls. They follow their shepherd They trust their shepherd. They know their shepherd because they have spent countless days together from the time they were tiny lambs. The good shepherd cares for them, watches over them, protects them from danger, guides them to all the things they need. If they wander off, the shepherd brings them back. They need someone to watch after them, to come after them when they stray, and to bring them home. I am the good shepherd, Jesus said. I'm here to watch over my sheep. Years ago in Atlanta, we had a friend who was an Ethiopian Orthodox priest. Father Gabra said he was the first Ethiopian Orthodox priest to ever do clinical pastoral education, which quite possibly is true. He did that training with Bill. But I remember him telling us that when he was a young boy and teenager and young in Ethiopia, his family wanted him to be a shepherd. But he said, I was a very bad shepherd. I was always getting distracted and thinking about other things and looking at the clouds and noticing the birds and just not paying attention to my sheep, and my sheep were always getting in trouble. Finally, his family gave up and sent him to school to be a priest. Evidently, being a shepherd is a lot harder than being a pastor or a priest. Jesus went on to talk about another kind of sheep pen that shepherds would use when they were out in the country, away from the village, away from that communal, larger sheep's pen. Sometimes it doesn't make sense to bring your sheep all the way back down to the village. And so the shepherd would shelter their sheep in just a small little circle of rocks, find a safe spot and kind of gather them in. And in that case, there wouldn't be a gate. So the shepherd would lie down in the opening that the sheep had come through and literally sleep there. The shepherd would be the gate that kept the sheep from wandering off and kept them all together. I am the gate for the sheep, Jesus said. Whoever enters through me will be saved, will be safe, protected, guarded, cared for. The good shepherd will even give his life for his sheep. He will do whatever it takes to keep them safe. And the sheep will go in and out and find good pasture. They will be given all that they need. I am the good shepherd, Jesus said. I am the gate for the sheep. In John's gospel, Jesus declares who he is with seven I am statements. And two of them are right here in this passage. His use of I am echoes God's declaration to Moses at the burning bush. When God told Moses to go back to Egypt and help bring his people out to freedom, Moses said, "Who shall I say has sent me?" And God answered, "Tell them, I am that I am has sent you." I am means absolute being, the source of life, the energy of all that is, the divine essence, the great Om in Eastern tradition. I am. In Hebrew, it is the unnameable name of God, the four Hebrew letters that are never spoken aloud. Instead, in reading in Hebrew scripture, when you see those four letters, you replace it with Adonai, with Lord. Jesus, in these I am statements, connected himself directly to this I am. I am the bread of life, he said. I am the light of the world. I am the gate. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Others come to steal, to kill and destroy, but I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly. Abundant life is what our good shepherd wants for us, what he always offers us. He comes and calls us. He knows us each by name. He knows what we need better than we do. And he leads us out, going ahead of us to show us the way. We don't have to know where we're going. We don't have to figure it all out. We just have to learn to listen and to follow the shepherd. Not that that's always easy. Remember how the prophet Isaiah said, "All we like sheep have gone astray, and we've each gone our own way." We sheep tend to wander off, to try to go our own way, to think we can manage our lives by ourselves. In recent years, I've been trying to do a better job at listening. Listening for those little prompts that I'm coming to believe more and more come from God's Spirit. How many times have you had a thought that you should do something, and maybe you didn't listen, and later you wished that you had? I've come to believe that many times those thoughts are from God's Spirit. And as I learn to listen, to take direction, it seems like my life moves more smoothly. I think those little prompts are a part of our learning to listen and to follow. And it makes it easier when the big things come up if we've been practicing that kind of listening and the daily small stuff. Our good shepherd knows and loves us. He calls us each by name. He knows who we are, and he loves us so much that he was willing to give his life for us. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep so that we, his sheep, can live abundantly, joyfully, without fear. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the psalm says, we shall fear no evil, for he is with us. His rod and his staff, they comfort us. God sets a table before us in the presence of our enemies and anoints our head with oil, and our cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us. The word literally means shall pursue us, shall chase after us. Goodness and mercy shall pursue us all the days of our lives, and we will abide in the house of the Lord forever.